This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are
Guys Next Door.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. Which one is mine? Cam, is
welcome
this one?
Back. Is welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Man, that nigga Mace could have had it all, man.
He could have, bro.
He came back and could have had it all again.
There's not many people that you know that get second chances like that, and he had it.
Fumbled it again. High-key Mace could have had a... High-key Mace had a third chance to come back with G-Unit, and he fumbled it.
Yeah.
Like, whole, niggas really love Mace, bro.
He's a good rapper. He's
the original sleepy rapper.
He is the... Fourth best rapper that came from Bad Boy.
Fourth best rapper to come from Bad Boy.
Either the third or the fourth. Third or the fourth.
Biggie.
Of course. Jadakiss.
Kiss. I got Styles over Kiss. But Biggie, Styles, Kiss, Mace. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. It's just nuts to say like fourth best. But are we...
He's the second selling though.
Are we sure?
Second top selling.
Are we sure... That peak Mace isn't better than...
Better than who?
Jadakiss and Styles on Bad Boy? Bad Boy Mace is better than Bad Boy's Kiss and Styles.
I would agree if Benjamins ain't come out.
That nigga Mace was talking so fly, though.
He was a fly-ass rapper.
He was talking so fly.
He was a fly-ass rapper.
I don't know, man. We got to have one of them on the podcast. Damn, I wish Styles was here.
Right?
This is the day Styles should have been here. Not the last time. This should have been the day Styles was here to fucking figure it out.
That would have been great.
Fuck it. Y'all, don't let us know. We don't really care. We were just talking amongst ourselves. We don't really care what y'all think. But what I will tell you what we care about you guys loving us because we love you. So first and foremost, let's say thank you. We've surpassed millions of listens already, but to know that every week we drop and y'all care to curse us out if we miss an episode, especially the fact that y'all know we raggedy.
That's a fact.
Like we raggedy. We get paid to do this and we still raggedy.
It's like we're like the dads. You can't always trust to pick the kids up from Latchkey. You know our hearts are good. You know our heart is good.
You know we're not going to let nothing happen to the kids.
You know.
We're just going to be late getting there.
We're going to be late.
Like, we are the dads that live in the house, do everything we're supposed to, but we still the last option to go get the kid. Be like, is Janine busy? If Janine can't get in, well, then just call their dad. That's us. But... To you, we love you. Thank you. Make sure you keep subscribing. Guys Next Door podcast. Subscribe on Apple. Subscribe everywhere. But if you are using Apple specifically, make sure you leave us a 5-star rating. Make sure you leave a nice little comment for us to read. Or leave a mean comment for us to be like, ooh. Either way, just leave a comment. And make sure you subscribe Make sure you subscribe and follow us on YouTube.com, Guys Next Door Podcast.
Dropping
and
every Tuesday,
every Thursday. Shout out to Big Kev, every Thursday. And most importantly, shout out to you guys, the patrons, patreon.com/GuysNextDoorPod. Head over there right now, pick up your keys and become a patron today. I want to jump right into today's episode because this episode should have happened a long time ago.
It should have.
But I'm so glad it's happening now because it's the topic that we're talking about. If this would have happened like when we wanted to happen, we'd probably be talking about dumb shit.
No, so, if it would have happened when we wanted it to happen, we would have gotten a different diamond.
That is a fact. We got evil, bitter diamond. teeth not done diamond. Like, this is a different diamond we're dealing with. So today we are joined by my sister, a great friend to the room.
And the BBL Avenger?
She has donned herself the BBL Avenger. If you put the three letters BBL on Twitter, Diamond will pop up like Candyman.
That is a fact. That is a fact.
If you say BBL, that's the three letters. Is that saying Candyman? Just say BBL. Like, you
pop up in your mirror.
I'd be in the mirror like BB, and I could just see her wig forming.
You see the wig.
Yeah, I see the wig forming.
The bikini coming.
I'm just playing. I break the glass. All the glass in my house is broken. But yes, we are joined by the good sister Diamond. Diamond, welcome to the neighborhood, Diamond. This is your first time at the crib.
Wrong. I was in there before.
Yeah, she was here before.
Arguing with Ryan.
Yep. I was about to say she pulled up to the crib one time.
You did. Okay, so this is that was over the pandemic, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have to do the. So this is your second time here, but the next time you have to be in studio.
Yes,
like,
please.
Without a doubt. So when you and Skip are on your like fucking adventures in New York, just make sure to stop by here.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, friend. Thank
What's going on? Me. Of course. How you feeling, first of all?
I have cramps, but I'm great.
Oh, well, all right. Something I can.
It is literally. Than, it's literally
it's
never.
Better than being pregnant.
Is it really?
Wow.
Is it really?
Yes. It's the perfect times like this. Yes.
All right. Okay.
Jesus Christ. All right.
So let's just jump into it because we only have but so much time like with Diamond because she's in the midst of moving to the deluxe apartment in the sky.
Which means right now she's actually stealing Wi-Fi.
She's stealing Wi-Fi from an undisclosed location. So let's jump into it. So Diamond, you don't know what we're about to ask you about, but it is very important that we talk to you about this because it's been really great for us to see. Like, I think everyone...
I truly appreciate watching this.
Yeah, so I think everyone, every one of us who know you have never seen this side of you. So right now, every woman is... A black woman, that's all we care about. Every black woman is talking about, this is my soft era. This is my softness. I'm living in my soft era. Like, I'm only accepting softness. I'm all of that. To see women talk about it, but to see you... The brawler of brawler, Brownsville's brownness.
Uh-huh.
I've seen Diamond.
That is so cute.
I've seen Diamond do some terrible things. And then I've seen her do even worse things to the men she says she loved. So to see Diamond in her soft era with her boyfriend and her dog and they're fucking smiling.
Shout out to Gotti.
Shout out. Fuck Gotti. I fucking hate Gotti.
No. Shout out to Gotti.
Shout out to Skip. Fuck Gotti. I don't fuck with Gotti.
Lord.
But, and to see where this all began, because we're friends in real life, so I remember when I'm like, I met the perfect guy. I'm like, shut up. You're going to stab him in 2 weeks. And then it's like, it's been like 2 years and no stabs. So it's like.
You know what's so funny? This is why you don't watch people's relationship, because you have no idea what goes on. I be beating the shit out of Skip, and he be dragging me through the house. I don't know why you think it's a softer.
Because
we
you
New York early because I beat Gotti? Him. I left him in New York.
Diamond, look, this Gotti.
Wait, that's not his teeth. I just saw like chitlets in his teeth.
But no, go ahead. You say y'all be beating each other up.
No, this is why you do not watch people's relationship. When you said I don't know what I'm on the show for. I don't. And then you're talking about this softness, and I'm just like, where is this going? And you had the audacity to mention me and Skip in the same sentence as softness. We be whooping each other. We're Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Right, but that's supposed to happen. That is behind closed doors supposed to happen. But there's you've been just a lot nicer. You've been a lot softer. You've been a lot daintier.
You've been stealing less.
First of all, and
I'm
very disgusted.
So sick.
I'm very disgusted that you've been stealing less.
I've been stealing more because I have a family to steal from. You guys are so misinformed.
No, I didn't know nothing about you stealing less. I never put that past you.
Oh my God.
No, I'm stealing for three now. It's me, Choo Choo, and Skip.
Wow.
Well, listen, you know me. I'm never stop stealing.
I don't care how much money comes. It's the thrill.
It's the thrill, and now it's become literally a means of me saving money.
Oh, wow. That's good.
I save so much money stealing.
That's really good. I'm very glad that you are taking the time.
Bitches can't hold me back.
I save 15% on life by switching to theft.
All right, moving on, because Diamond's an idiot.
Jesus Christ.
But like I said, we don't know what goes on in the. I don't want to know. Like, I really don't.
No, but you know what? I think Diamond. I think because you have, in essence, met somebody who's willing to meet you where you are, right? Mm. You, in essence, you've met somebody. If y'all are willing to throw down brawl in the house, that just may be y'all love language, you know? But because of that, it has gotten you to a place where you are possibly, and I guess this is why we're here to ask and to figure out, it's possibly something like it's making you a little softer with him at times, or more outwardly softer because you've met a match.
No,
look, she just don't want to give Skip his credit.
I wish Skip just went outside. I wish he was here to tell you, I am just as bad, if not worse. And it's not only in the house. We had a bar fight not too long ago, and people are like, "So who y'all fought each other?"
So who's this nice person who's all teeth and fucking
and booty shots?
And booty shots. Like, who is this person that you've become on the timeline since being with Skip then?
I'm tired of getting suspended. I have to soften up for society.
Son,
you thought
what?
A band made me soften. That's what's offensive here. I'm on my ninth account. Like, this is not an exaggeration.
Dog.
I'm 20. From 2009 to now, I'm on my ninth. There's so many times I can tell different ways. I can tell people I'm going to stab them and kill them. I can't.
Oh, this count is
in the 20,000s, and I don't want to lose it. For you to accredit that to a man is pretty insulting.
Well, shout out to Skip. I'm always going to give it to you. I am Team Skip. I don't care what you're saying. But what I want to discuss, what I more or less want to discuss was, what is this era of softness that our women are looking for?
Okay, softness within or like softness for men?
I don't know. Maybe have you decide to answer it?
Give us both.
I think that women are tolerating less disrespect from men. I wouldn't say softness. I think that we have more attributes and more opportunities, and it's better to be by yourself than to carry someone else's weight.
Mm.
So I wouldn't say that my people are looking for softness. I think we're just looking for equalness. I think we just started equalness because trying to find a man that's surpassing women, and what women are doing right now is kind of far and few. And within, I don't think women are getting soft. I think women are getting harder because we need men less.
Hmm. Wow. Why do you think that?
Because we're making more money. We're relying on them less for survival. Mm. And there's less men, so you learn to adapt. There's less men to, like, you know.
Men are becoming extinct?
No, men are the minority.
Straight men. I'm out, you know?
All right, because, like, you know, we fucking either dead or in jail. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Dead or jail or with each other. So that leaves us with
Jesus,
like,
Christ.
Well, Lil' Kim said nine out of ten niggas suck a dick.
Yo,
I was like, yo, that's a crazy
goodness
number,
gracious.
Kim.
So if you gotta go without, you learn to adapt.
Mm.
Like adapting to the darkness, like Brain.
Oh my gosh.
Well, he didn't adapt. He was born in it.
He was born in it.
Yeah. But and y'all merely adapted.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I'm seeing women call for this softness from themselves, which I typically enjoy because it's like kind of like you said, you're not depending on a man. Typically, we would have seen women like, oh, be calling for men to be more softer with them, which I'm saying to our audience, and I've always said, which men should be like, you motherfuckers, soften the fuck up. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? Mm. But typically, we would see women calling on softness from men. And then, like me and Mac were discussing before we called you, it's been so many women discussing their soft era and being able to just not be not have to be in situations where they have to be hardened, not be in a situation that caused for them to have to react and be short and snippy and all that, like just surrounding themselves with people that make it easy for them to be soft, but also things and more or less themselves. So is that something that you found yourself delving into more now that you're at least in a healthy okay?
I think you should have called me first to tell me the topic so I should have my lies prepared. I'm still so rough. Like, Skip's problem with me is that he feels I'm, like, too aggressive and I'm not feminine enough. And that's just something you don't... If I'm 35 years old, I can't turn that off.
You can.
And in the middle of a relationship, I can try to learn to adapt, but you're always going to go with your innate reaction first. And it's kind of like a trained response to be something else. And that's not your initial response. That's something you work on, but that's not something that you can do smoothly right
now. I'm
about
to say, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. It's something that you have to work
on. We argue about my aggressiveness all the time, and that's not even intentional. It's literally like
how
I've been since I got it.
Yeah, you was raised in the sewers, so.
Yo, what?
Brownsville is a sewer. I don't care what nobody says. Brownsville is just an above-ground sewer.
Goodness gracious.
Like, would you?
There's nothing like, but Ninja Turtles relax. Out there?
It's like walking Ninja Turtles.
It's literally the only part of Brooklyn that hasn't gentrified because it's just...
Dare you. If you could gentrify Brownsville, I give you $1 million.
Hey, just relax. White people will take that.
No, white people...
They need to. This is a cry for help.
white people going to Brownsville and never be heard of again.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Brownsville is exactly what America needs to stop gentrification.
It's exactly. Try to walk your dog 3 a.m. there, Molly.
Yeah. That dog will come back a meal. Fucking food. That dog will come back walking you.
Jesus Christ.
So what you guys been observing? You think it's like been a turn in like women versus men and everybody's trying to be like more vulnerable now? Because I haven't seen it.
I've seen it, well, I think it's all predicated upon what your vantage point is. Like, where are you watching, right? Like if you look on like the ugliest sides of Twitter, yeah, it's still fucking gender.
I was about to say, if you're on BBL Twitter, you're definitely not seeing softer. Mm-hmm.
What's the top 3 sections of Twitter?
BBL Twitter.
Uh huh.
Gender war Twitter.
Yeah.
Celebrity gossip Twitter.
True.
Like just people always talking like, oh, it was Tori and Megan. Oh, I can't believe ASAP Rocky. Oh, man, Ben Simmons. Like that shit, yeah. And I think sports Twitter is like an honorable mention.
True. That's a good fourth.
And what side do you guys reside that you're seeing this shift?
I see the shift.
What's the name of your Twitter?
What's the name of your Twitter?
Oh, no. I said above. And I no longer partake in the
tomfoolery.
In the tomfoolery that I once was accommodating. I don't have time for that. No, the doll makes money podcast.
Oops.
I'm on
mouse the doll.
I'm on tour, darling. I don't have time.
Lord.
When are you gonna take me out the slums, ho?
That Skip's job, sis. You and Dodge made my job very easy. Y'all went and got boyfriend. Dodge is a perfect example, but she's at fucking work. Dodge is a perfect example. Dodge and Diamond were like the Dudley boys of like men and male Twitter.
That is a
like
fact.
They would like that fucking double team you and call you all kind of bitches and punk ass niggas and other words that would get us canceled. They would do that.
I feel like Dodge still would, but it's a different...
Nope, not no more. Dodge will fucking, before she do that, she'll log off. Now, Diamond will.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah, I don't mature. I stay the same.
Well,
okay, let's talk about Dodge or someone like Dodge. Let's talk about Dodge. Dodge is someone who is embracing her soft era. She is embracing her softer side. She is loving. She, you know, she grew up in the trenches and had to deal with what she had to deal with and was rough and had that rough exterior and still could give a nigga a mean curse out. But she is in this relationship and she is a mother and she... Maybe that's what Diamond need. Diamond need a baby.
Diamond need a child.
Diamond need to get seated up.
Club need to get shot up.
Why did you? I don't wish that on myself.
Diamond, you only got about 5 more years left of good eggs.
I can have a scrambled egg.
No, and then nobody wants you to. No, because I'm not going to be your scrambled egg's godparent. That's what I'm not going to do.
I think next year, but I don't enjoy children. You know this.
Yeah, but once
again, that now.
You said that. And you also said you don't like niggas that got kids. Look at you. You was like, yeah, look at the door.
I still, nothing changed.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You think I'm a good stepmom?
I do.
I eat my chicken in the car before I come in the house because I don't want to share with my stepson.
That's a great stepmother. Man.
Well, fuck it. I'm ready.
He doesn't know that you're being selfish.
True.
Old Diamond would have ate it right in front of him. Like, mm.
That is actually a fact.
So this is what you want?
Diamond would have did the airplane, and when the nigga opened his mouth, I'm like, stupid ass nigga. And then would have ate him.
No, they take away your freedom, and I can't even find somebody to watch my dog when I'm on vacation.
Well, because your dog is the devil.
Yeah, nobody, what?
No one.
You're gonna do this with him?
I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna do this. I've only seen Gotti in pictures and on FaceTime.
Gotti knows that if he sees me, it's up. That's why he'll never be where I'm at.
He is the best part of my life.
And that's why your life is in shambles.
Excluding nobody, not even excluding my mom. Gotti is the best part of a living.
Is it because he can't speak to you?
Yes.
It's because he cannot tell her exactly what he thinks about her. There was a time over the pandemic where, like, we were playing All Smoke and Diamond, like, picked Gotti up, and he just looked so over her. He was like, yo, bitch, leave me alone. And, like, you can always tell, like, especially because Diamond would be on live for, like, 8 hours. So, like, the first two hours, Gotti's with it. By the fifth hour, he's like, bitch, let me die.
Let me die. Just let me die.
But that was the best part of life. The pandemic was amazing.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It really wasn't.
Pandemic was a good time.
No, I didn't enjoy that.
It was better than freedom.
No, fuck it wasn't.
Wow.
Yes, it made us tap into a different kind of creativity that we would have never had.
Do you see what my creativity led to?
What did it lead to?
It led to people really believing that Alt Smoke was a real thing to care about.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
it was.
Create their personality around it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's wrestling. It's WWF.
Yeah, but your friend didn't realize it was wrestling and, like, really
hated. Who, Nigel?
And no, the other friend. And then it really hated me and Mac for, like, 2 weeks.
Son.
I think he's friends with Mac again.
Y'all had some words that
I didn't have any words.
I think you had more than some words. So.
I only speak to successful people, bro.
So why are you on the phone with me?
Because you're in a successful relationship.
There we go. That's a success.
If y'all knew what the fuck goes on in that house, y'all would send help.
It is still a success.
Are you
Oh my God.
You haven't failed.
Are both of you living? Sounds successful to me. Did you die?
I don't leave because I don't want to die.
Sounds successful to me.
Sounds
like you figured out a way to stay alive. Staying alive.
You guys are so childish.
Now, relationships take work, right? A lot of us will drop anything to go help out the people that we care about. You know, we'll go out of our way to treat other people well. But how often do we actually give ourselves the same treatment? I mean, I know over the pandemic, that was one of the biggest lessons that I had to learn, how to treat myself better, what to do with myself. So this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of the most important relationship, the one that you have with yourself. Now, whether it's hitting the gym, making time for yourself, like with a haircut, or even trying therapy,
You are your greatest asset. So invest the time and effort into yourself like you do for other people. So for anybody out there who's looking on trying to figure out how to look out for themselves or just look for better ways to feed themselves, to pour into themselves, understand, BetterHelp is an online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anybody on camera if you don't want to. It's way more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. That's real. So why don't you give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. Now, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and all of our neighbors right now, anybody in the neighborhood can get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/nextdoor. That's BETTERHELP.com/nextdoor. Peace.
You do it all without breaking a sweat. Like being a boss exec to Tuesday tennis to homework. Why do the kids have so much homework? Family dinners, lunches, brunches, trips to the vet, and a weekend getaway that's anything but a getaway. And you do it all in style. Even when you have back-to-back conference calls on top of the kids' orchestra recitals, not to mention your side hustle. That's why we created the fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. A luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. With premium features like a panoramic moonroof, ample cargo space, and available massaging front seats to bring the ease of luxury to your everyday. Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX60, designed to help you take on life and all the chaos it may come with in style. Learn more at InfinityUSA.com. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
No, but even if you don't feel like you're being softer, even in you being able to be accountable for like your aggression, like that at least shows like you have some self-awareness.
Yeah, you can't just run around on your own fumes. You have to hear people out. So like if I get caught like doing too much, I try to hear him out, but he's kind of long-winded, so I get annoyed. I just get in trouble again. Like, oh, that you sounds, expressing yourself.
Hey, that sounds like somebody starting to get a little soft to me. That's what I'm just saying.
I was about to say, that's mad soft. That's mad soft, what you just said.
Compromising with people's feelings?
That's soft.
Absolutely.
That is soft.
Whoa, buddy.
Look, she just doesn't want to accept it.
No, I'm not a dick. I'm not a dick.
Right, because the dick is hard.
That was a good one. That was a good one. I appreciated that. That was nice.
What is this? You guys are in a gang?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I just did a handshake with my friend.
I just try to find some kind of level of maturity to coexist with someone in mid-30s, you know?
Come on, level of maturity.
It's just, you can't. I live with someone to pay the rent. Why would I?
You know what that sounds like? You know what that sounds like? Growth. Yeah.
Sounds like growth. Do you ever think you can bypass the level of aggression you have? Like have you not has the only reason that you haven't bypassed the level of aggression and when you're ready to do too much, is it because you haven't had anybody who's, you know, who you feel like is gonna stay around? Like you feel like if you feel like he's gonna stick around, do you feel like at any point there's gonna be a level of, okay, I could stop acting like this?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The fear of losing someone doesn't change anything in me. I don't fear losing. It's kind of like when you're secure in who you are, people lose you.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of
That's a sociopathic way to look at things.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just, how do you lose someone when? No. How do you lose someone when you're you? You get it?
Like, easy, because now you're you. You were them, and now you're you. So you just lost someone. It's simple math.
Do you lose value after a relationship? No.
Yes. Listen.
What?
Yes.
You.
No, not men. No. Women.
What are you?
Yo, what?
Mouse Samuels?
Holy shit. That was pretty great. That was actually great.
Oh my God. The boy, the Kevin Samuels guy said today, if you're 35 plus and not married as a woman, you're literally like just garbage waiting to be picked up.
Yo, I actually seen something he said that was so crazy, and I wasn't ready for this level of crazy. My man said something along the lines of, if you're 30 plus... He said, if you're 30 plus, if you're a woman that's 30 plus, be ready to share your man. I said, what?
With him, of course.
If you're a single woman, 30 plus, be ready to share your man.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's that far off. And I don't agree with anything he said, but I don't know if he's that far off.
Here's the part that I'm confused with. We're at the level in social media where everyone says things because they want relevancy and clout. So I don't even know what to believe anymore, that people really believe, or if they just want shock value. And I don't know if he's really that lame in real life, or if he wants the shock value. But everything that he says, like, I've never found anything I agreed with. So I don't know.
Touche. But that what just said, if it's being said the way I think it's being said, if he's telling single women, he's not talking to, like, women in the industry. He's talking to flyover state, middle America women. If you are 30 plus single, by the time you find a man, you're going to have to share him. Like, he's probably going to be cheat. He's going to be cheating the type of man you're looking for. I don't know if he's that far off. It's not that I'm saying he's right, like, from a moral standpoint. I'm just saying he could be accurate. That could be an accurate tale.
From someone that actually dates men, it's the other way around, because younger men are easily influenced. And they feel like the more women they attain, the more impressible they are to other men. And men 30 plus kind of get tired of the juggling women. And they just, you know, it gets old at some point.
Do so that's they? Why I don't. Yeah, no. As a man, I don't think that's true.
I date men. I date
you do.
Them,
you
unfortunately.
Do. You do.
Here goes the thing, Diamond. You said unfortunately. Here goes the thing. And I've had this conversation multiple times. No one ever in life, and this is without me being enlightened, woke, whatever you want to call it. No one ever in life after being 30 plus years old dating women, no one can tell me sexuality is a choice.
Why do you say that?
I agree with you.
Because if I had a choice, I might date niggas. if I had a choice, I would go dick. Because bitches is ghetto. Dating women is the most ghetto thing in my life. And every day I wake up and say, let's do it again. Oh. Like, that's fucking dumb. It's sick.
Mouse.
Oh my God.
Men are killing women.
Women are killing men.
How often?
I don't know.
Not often enough. Not as much as I would like to see.
Jesus Christ. Not often enough.
And I will hear this and then still see a woman and be like, that is so attractive.
I love it.
And then I'm going to tell you how fucking broken I am, how defective I am. Like, God made me. I'm from the defect level. Because.
From the island of broken toys.
From the island. He's just like, oh, use this. Use this. Because I will hear what Diamond said and be like, I need a woman just like that.
Yep.
I need a woman who's nuts. Hey, here's a woman that got it all together. Bitch, stay the fuck away from me.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I just want to love you, and I want to give you words of affirmation. I want to make sure you feel affirmed and full as a man.
Bill.
Bitch, are you disgusting?
Okay, so you know what's so crazy?
Bitches. Where's the bitches that hit me?
So you would want to date someone that thinks as fucked up as you do?
Because
men think you.
Here goes the thing. I don't want to. I have to.
No, you're saying if you could choose, you would choose to date men. But men think like you, and this is a horror story.
Yes, because at least I know what to expect. I won't be surprised. I would see it coming. With you motherfuckers, it'd be like 8 o'clock, life is great. 8 o'clock and 30 seconds, the end of the fucking world. You got to die. I had a dream you were cheating. I know it was you.
Yo, I woke up. Yo, I got up this morning. It's funny you just said that. I got up this morning. Beautiful day.
Beautiful
right?
day.
Oh my God. I look over.
I don't know if you know, me and Mac have great views.
It's great view. Great view.
We have great views of the city.
Wake up. I see my beautiful daughter just sleep. Just gorgeous. Hey, Baba.
Hi, Trish.
Hey, Mama. Hey, Mamas. I look over. Christina's already awake.
Mm.
And I'm like,
she's not good.
Good morning, my love. How you feeling? She said, don't touch me, nigga. I said, what just happened? She said, I had a dream. I had a dream that I was yelling at you. I don't have my voice yet. Like, I feel like I lost my voice in my dream because I was yelling at you in my dream. I said, what were you yelling at me about?
Let's get it on. Get it on the floor. Get it on the floor.
She said, you were just not being considerate of me. I said, so in your dream, out of the blue, I just wasn't being considerate. Yeah, you weren't being considerate of my time, Tristan. And I'm sick and tired of telling you this. I said,
oh,
this is, you know what?
I'm gonna take a shower and start to get ready for work. I love you. And I kissed her on the forehead because I felt like that was the only way to get out of that situation because it was about to be a situation.
You know what I would have did? What? Diamond, ask me what I would have did. Mac, ask me what I would have did.
Mouse, what would you have done?
I'd have play sleep. I'd have been like, clearly I need to go fuck.
In her defense.
Dreams.
Dreams are a direct correlation from our ancestors because they can't literally speak to us.
Stop.
Of things that.
Now the ancestors. Now you want to blame the ancestors.
No. I'm going to tell you guys.
Now she's blaming Harriet Tubman.
Now it's Harriet fucking Tubman.
I'm going to tell you guys a really quick story.
Now you're on the ancestral plane, the fucking T'Challa.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even have a religion, but some things are just real.
Oh, one so the other Panthers are talking to her now? Jesus Christ.
Yes, it happens. One time I had a dream with the jail boy that came home. And I woke up, and in the dream, I had beat the shit out of him because he was cheating on me. So I woke up, and I'm looking at him. He's like, what? I said, I had a dream. I was stomping you out because I caught you cheating. He's like, oh, that's crazy. Later that day, me and Daja go to a bar in the sty, and I had two phones. I had one phone I was doing my wig business on, and then my personal. The wig business phone, I had let him use when he came home, and then I had needed it for something, and I haven't turned it on in such a long time. I turned the phone on, and all the text messages coming in, and it was one girl that was, I had heard of her, but it was, long story short, I called the number, and she was visiting him in jail, and he had a relationship with her. And
nothing that happened in jails count.
No. When he came home.
Oh.
I told Daja, said, come with me to the projects, and the rest is history. The same stomp out from the dream happened 12 hours later. Dodge was holding my purse, and I was stomping him out on the 12th floor. It was from my ancestors.
Listen,
I'm telling you.
Listen.
Can't make it up.
Listen, I hear
she had a dream.
She had a dream.
That she was yelling at him for being inconsiderate of his time. Not that she didn't have a dream. That she was having a civil conversation about how can we resolve this issue about you being inconsiderate. No, it's a dream of me just yelling at you. I would have went to sleep and fucked up in her dream because that's the only place I could get away with it.
Hey, dog.
I would have fucked you up in your dream.
Legit, would have, as soon as she started talking, I should have just been like,
And I would have been like, meet me back in the dream, bitch. Meet me back on Freddy's block. Meet me on Elm Street.
And the baby should have jumped you because you're not listening to the ancestors at this point.
I'm not listening to the ancestors. This is some bullshit.
This is bullshit. And once again, what do I say, Mac? It's not a choice.
Nope. It's not a choice.
You're not going to tell me.
Because I'm going home to kiss my wife right now. Right after this. I'm going home to kiss my wife.
And you know you're better.
Yep.
Because there's no way you're going to tell me that the shit I deal with on a daily basis, I would choose to deal with that shit. No, I'm just led by my fucking stupid ass penis, and it leads me to women that fucking treat me bad.
What do you think dating men is like, Mouse, that you think is just so more?
I don't know, but I'm not, at this point, I'm not against finding out.
Yo, Jesus Christ.
Now that's a soundbite.
Jesus Christ.
Yo. I gotta stop saying shit that I think is funny, because somebody's gonna use it against me one day.
Somebody.
There's gonna be a nigga outside like, you said what?
I mean,
I was just playing.
I mean, you said what? Jesus Christ.
At least women are bad people with money. Men should be bad people.
And I could deal with that. I can deal with that because there's certain humility that comes
with having no money.
Now, like being a bad woman, being an evil woman with money, it's like, oh God, here comes the evil lady. And they come stomping in the room like you owe them dick. Boom, boom, boom. Hand over the dick that doesn't please me now. And I'm like,
oh, Jesus.
Like last week, I swear to God, last week, I've never seen so many women just come out and be like, I've never had an orgasm. I'm like, it's 72.
Hold on, no, listen.
It's 72,000 of you.
Hold on.
And y'all boyfriends are on the timeline.
Ma'am,
I don't care.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Like, what?
Like, why are y'all doing this?
Of this social media platform. Like, what is going on?
Tell that man. Don't tell us.
Yo, once Miss Miss Casey.
Skips there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Can you
take one? Because there's comedy here. I just wanted to give you the joke.
Okay.
Yo, Skip, what's good, God?
Hey, my boy, what's good?
It's Skip the Fly Lord. No, so look, we called Diamond because I've told Diamond this for at least a year. I'm like, Skip's the best thing that's ever happened to you. You need to thank him. Okay. You need to thank him. Respectfully. No, dead assily. Like, dead the best assily. Thing, I've known Diamond. This is the best she's ever been. Her skin's clearer. Her wigs is wigging. Like, the middle part be really in the middle. Like, she be dressing the part. Like she don't
just... He dresses me.
I know. I know. I'm very thankful for this. Diamond just used to be like, oh, bro, we're going out. Ho, clothes. No, like, there's depth in her closet now.
I like that.
Love to see it. Depth to the closet.
Get to the comedic part where you think...
Whoa. First of all, please don't rush me giving love to a black man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Like, that's crazy. Like, we deal with y'all enough. Like, we deserve some love from each other. But the whole point was, me and Mac were both sitting here discussing, like, you know, we keep seeing women on social media talk about being in their soft era, embracing their soft era, you know, just putting themselves in places where they could receive love and not have to be mean and hard. And then literally me and Mac looked at each other, like, Diamond would be great to talk to about this. I'm like, dead ass, Diamond been mad happy, son, mad smiley and shit, like, word. So we called Diamond.
Still mad me. Still wild me.
But outwardly facing, you have gotten her to smile more.
Yeah, I'm trying. You gotta, I think with these women these days is that they doing their own thing so much that they forget why they need a man. They forget they can't wash the car, hand wash it. They forgot sometimes that they may need that person to be like, where you going with that bullshit on my face? Read the room, sweetheart.
Read the room.
Yeah.
Oh. So, you know. I feel like they so much empowered and in tune with themselves that they don't need somebody to tell them what they need. They need a reminder. Yo, hello, read the room. I'm violent right now.
This is the most silent I've ever heard Diamond around a man. Like, Diamond typically would have cut you off 20 minutes ago. So, listen, me and Mac were right.
I love it.
The softness is there.
I love it.
It might be like, you might have like three more stratospheres and like layers of lava to get to, but like you're definitely softening up.
Oh man. Oh man. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, what do you complain about with me every day?
This is a Brownsville girl.
Why does everyone mention Brownsville when they speak of me?
I mean,
living the time of phone, so a lot of females can be in their phone. So, hey, I ain't going to be looking up the top of your head on a whole date. You're going to have to monitorize that. So we can connect and build and get some laughing going on. Those are some of the things that are going on in relationships. Too much excessive phones. People need to work on that because I know my mom's and pop, they've been married for over 30 years and they put their fucking phone down and watch a movie. I don't know what else they're doing. I don't want to know.
Yeah. That is disgusting, Diamond.
Jesus Christ.
Put the phone down sometimes. It's about patience.
Yeah, I don't know why my parents have phones. I don't know why my parents have phones. I can't even, once they're in the house, I can't get a hold of them on the phone.
It doesn't even make sense. Like, my mom, I FaceTime my mom's on the regular. Like, I know exactly what time she gets home from work, et cetera, et cetera. She don't pick up the phone. My dad doesn't do shit. I FaceTime him, he will not answer.
I'm
I don't like it.
They're like, yo, you're going to get a little bit of this phone, but we got a light.
Not to cut you off, but I'm going to cut you off because I don't want to be soft. He thinks that...
Hold on, no. Did you even hear... She even had to interject. Hey, babe, I don't want to cut you off, but I'm going to cut you off.
No, because skip my pussy. Let's start there. I'm not stupid, but I'm also not soft. Skip's not pussy, so I go about him a different way. So I am going to give him the respect before I bestow the aggression.
Just like I said. Hold on, just like I said.
This is a new diamond. This is all I'm saying.
Come on now. That's I just
y'all
want
us to. Skip just came home, right? I don't want
to. Why you put my man business out there like that? Ain't nobody even need to know he was.
Just came home. I was poor. I didn't go to jail.
Yeah, like come on, nigga was
anyway.
Nigga was on a 4-year college tour.
There we go.
He just went to different campuses.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that I have a chance to lose the aggression? I could be fully domesticated, or
I don't want to say domesticated.
No one said domesticated.
Yeah, domesticated said, sounds
because you already kind of domesticated. You go steal to bring home to your family. That's kind of domestication. I would
feel good, baby.
You be cooking and shit. That's domesticated.
Facts.
So you're already kind of domesticated. But like, I just think there's a level that I think Skip's presence in your life. If you don't fuck this up, Diamond, I think that aggression could be. Can completely go. That's what I believe.
I don't want to say completely. I don't think she'll be able to get rid of it completely.
No, I mean towards him.
I don't want to say completely. He
said I'm still on trial.
I think with Diamond, it'll get to a place where she can feel more comfortable in her space. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
I do like that. I like that analogy.
I think she'll feel more comfortable in her space to where it's not, to where he may even reach Gotti level.
I don't want Skip to reach Gotti level because Gotti is a prisoner. Gotti's not there by choice.
Like, God, you know, one thing, this goes on in every relationship.
It does.
It's about the longevity.
Yeah.
It ain't about the sprint. It's the longevity on earth. A man can keep cool. So if you can,
you just told it. You just broke the code. You just broke the code.
With these girls, it ain't gonna take 1 year. They need a good 3 years to know that. All right, I ain't gonna cheat on you. So
Moss can't relate. But
Jesus Christ!
All right, podcast done. Bye.
God damn it! What is going on?
This was fun. This was so fun. This was so fun.
Jesus Christ!
Mouse Jones has never cheated on nobody. Now, if I wasn't your boyfriend, how could I cheat? Okay.
You know?
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
She ain't going to start being gangster until about 3 years.
I like three. Three is a good
number. That's Allen Iverson's number. That's three is a good number.
Until she realized she yelling at the back of my head, because I'm going to go fucking clean my sneakers.
Look at the way they look at it.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my
that
god.
Was so cute.
Skip kitchen.
Oh my
she
god.
She said skip kitchen.
Yeah, right.
She sent him to the kitchen in fucking Barnes and Noble. She's so dumb.
Jesus Christ. I love it. Diamond, oh my god. That just made my heart.
It is always great to have you on this podcast. And I mean that. I truly mean that. You'd already know we're going to support any and everything you do. You come up with like 5 different ventures a year.
We're
going to support all 5 of them. Please tell the people what you have coming up, what's coming down the pipeline right now for you, the brand, bitch ass Gotti. What can we do?
He's such an angel.
What can we do? He's a hellhound. But yes, how can the people support? What you got going on?
Right now, absolutely nothing. Just scratching my ass. But
wow.
I am going to bring
that's a lot of ass to scratch.
That's a lot of ass to scratch.
My arm gets tired. Something Skip's good for. I'm going to bring back Late Nights with Dimey D, and that's when I was doing like the daily rundowns of nigger news mixed with actual news, because you got to give the people the medicine with the candy in it. A lot of world events, people really can't break down. You got to break it down in a way people understand. And then, you know, we don't have our own news, except for like they're talking about rappers and rappers' baby mothers. So it's just a, you know, a compilation of world news.
We had the Black News Channel. That shit folded.
You did.
That shit folded.
So late nights with Dimey D's, and I come back when I move back. And so when I finish moving, I'm working. Can you believe that? I'm back working.
And she likes it.
Oh, I love my job. It's insane. It is so ghetto.
Okay.
Are you still at the place you was at when I was last down there? The seafood spot?
Chances are no. Oh, hell no. Like four places after that. I'm in the hood. I'm in the hood, not the rap hood.
You're in the hood now, baby.
Lord.
I can't remember. Yesterday
you're in the hood now, baby.
I won't even name the place, but yesterday we had a meeting, 8:45 in the morning, and the first two new implemented rules were no more guns, because they were tired of letting us bring our guns.
Huh.
And please stop harboring fugitives. There was a fugitive living in the kitchen for 2 days, unbeknownst to me, and that's unacceptable. And I said, this is fucking crazy.
This is perfect.
So, yeah.
No guns.
Turn the cameras on.
No harboring fugitives.
Where are the cameras?
Yes.
Hey, listen. If I could get a camera crew down there and take this joint and make really good television. Let us know.
I'll write the script.
I think they'll steal the cameras. Like, if you think Brownsville is the hood, this Brownsville has nothing.
Listen, we will write.
I work in.
We will write.
I'm about to say. Listen, I don't know if Brownsville had
a seafood restaurant
like that. Maybe it may have. It may turn into that. If City Island was in Brownsville.
My God.
Actually, I think I know what I'm doing today.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
I was looking for something to do. I think I just found what I'm going to do today. The sun is out.
Make sure you take your vest.
Ooh-wee.
Because we're recording, I'm not going to say what I'm taking. But I bet you I'll be home tonight.
Tell you that.
I'll be home tonight
anybody's going to be home tonight, I bet it's going to be you.
No matter what you hear in the news, just know you could call me and I'll answer. Mouse, I heard.
Yep.
Don't worry. I'm back.
I'm good. And just, I got crab legs.
And I got the scallops.
When's the next time you're coming to Atlanta?
Shit. I'll be down there soon. I think there's some business dealings we got to talk. Or all three of us got to talk to down there. So I guess just when the schedule happens.
I might be coming down there for a movie, but we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, yeah, late nights with Dimey D will be back. And whatever I feel like making up in between.
And don't forget next year the baby.
Oh, fucking brother.
You said it.
She did say it.
I'm going to hold you to it.
I said it so reluctantly.
No.
Did any joy in my face?
Yes.
I mean.
Listen.
Perspective.
Listen, you're not in studio, so it's all about what I tell them.
Pretty much. She looked very excited, guys.
She's very excited.
Very excited about it.
Very excited. It's the world of editing.
Gotti's enough.
Gotti's nothing.
This is insane.
I really hate her dog. I hate her dog. And I'm gonna tell you why I hate her dog. This is a very petty reason why.
I'm listening.
Diamond gave me a ride to the airport, like, the first or second time I was in Atlanta for trap karaoke.
Okay.
Diamond had a red Jeep or whatever.
This was, like, 2019?
It was 2019. It was, like, the first, second time I did Atlanta. It was the second time because I did it by myself. Diamond gave me a ride. Diamond was a little poorer at the time, so she had cloth seats.
Oops.
Gotti's hair got all over my expensive garments.
Oh, wow.
I was so fucking mad.
That's his car.
I got out the car and was like, I want to kill this dog. And I know he did it on purpose.
Well.
That's his effing car. He likes to ride shotgun.
Well, I would like to introduce him to a shotgun. probably get kids for that too.
Well, sorry, Peter.
I hope all the dog lovers and whites come for you.
I am a dog lover. That's the fucked up part. It's just Gotti I dislike.
Oh wow,
he's literally a hell. He's a hellhound. He's not even a hellhound.
When you come to Atlanta, meet him in person and see how you feel. I've never met anyone who didn't fall in love with him.
I don't fuck with Gotti at all. And when I see him, if you turn your head, you're gonna hear.
You know, put him like Baxter.
Y'all remember Pokemon? You remember when they used to boom Team Rocket and when they go off into the sky? You just see the star. That's what you're gonna say. Bing. I hope he got. And Gotti probably is like a mix up of a bunch of different animals. I don't even think he's like a mixed breed dog.
He is a purebred bad bitch pug. Thank you.
Lord. Which means he's probably got, he got some cat in him.
Yep.
He like a sausage. You like, you just put everything.
Do you know you're talking about my only child?
For now.
You talking about your children?
You're talking about my god kid.
For the next year.
You've talked about my god kid.
Parker can't count.
See?
It's all right. Pathetic.
All right.
This is terrible.
Okay.
This is terrible.
All right. You see? See? The thing is?
She looks like she steals.
Parker definitely steals. that's because she has a very slim lip. She has a very slim lip. Parker has a very slim lip. So, yeah. Listen, I've been blessed with the most beautiful god kids ever. I got Tristan and I got fucking Parker. They're literally the same age. It's going to be so easy when I'm ready to deal with them. It's going to be so easy. So easy.
Skip is picking up books for tax while we're in Barnes & Noble's.
Yo, tell them don't buy that one in your left hand. The one in your left hand. Because that's not official.
They hate these?
No, the other one. Don't pick up that.
They won't let them have it?
No, they will, but that's not sanctioned by the family.
Text me the right one.
All right, bet. Yeah, that's the one that's not sanctioned by the family. That's not official. The family don't fuck with that one.
Heard.
But, Diamond, we love you. We're going to support you. You said his name. I was just about to say, make sure y'all go watch that $1 million worth of game episode with Tax Stone. Mm-hmm. Free Tax Stone. Gave a voice to a bunch of dirty niggas like us from the hood, and we appreciate it. So it's going to be safe, though, till he home, and it's going to be safe forever, nigga, you heard. Diamond, you got anything you want to say to the people before you get out of here?
Nah, fuck them. Thanks for listening, guys. Oh,
Jesus Christ. On that note, yeah, bye. We'll see y'all next Monday.
See y'all next Monday, y'all.
Peace.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.